Records fall during a fantastic end to the girls' Lower Peninsula swimming and diving season, and six teams, two football, four volleyball, earn MHSAA finals wins. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Let's start on the gridiron with our eight-player football finals played at the Superior Dome in Marquette. In Division I, Martin made the nearly 450-mile trip to northern Michigan worth it as they won a third title in 4 years, knocking off Blanchard Montebello 52-8. Halen Buell scored three times for the Clippers and ran for 179 yards. As a team, Martin racked up almost 500 total yards of offense. They end the year undefeated 13-0. Montebello ends 11-2. In Division II, Portland St. Patrick won its first eight-player title, beating North Dickinson 53-0. St. Patrick had played in the eight-player finals in 2017, 2019, and 2020, losing all three times before this year's championship run. Seven different Shamrocks scored, including Hudson King, who scored two times. King rushed for a game-high 120 yards. St. Patrick finishes the year 13-0. It was North Dickinson's first loss of the year. For more on both games, check out all the coverage at MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, West Bloomfield swimmer Elizabeth Eichbrecht. She completed career sweeps in the 200 and 500 free and posted all finals record times in both events. The 400-yard freestyle relay team at Farmington Hills Mercy, needing a win in the last race of the Division II finals, Avery Tack, Campbell Shore, Lila Collins, and Ella Hafner did just that, giving Mercy its third straight Lower Peninsula Division II championship. And to East Grand Rapids swimmer Ellery Chandler, she was first in two individual events and on two first-place relay teams in leading EGR to a third straight Division III Lower Peninsula girls title.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
During the 11-player football finals, coaches will have the ability to challenge plays, but there are some limitations to what they can challenge. First, a team must have a timeout available and call it to initiate a review. Second, there are a limited number of items that can be reviewed. Those include catch or no catch, ball carrier in or out of bounds, forwards or backwards pass, and a handful of others. If successful, the coach will be given back the timeout. In overtime, coaches can challenge once, no matter how many overtime periods are played, and only if they have a timeout. All potential scoring and turnover plays will continue to be automatically reviewed.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. In Battle Creek, four girls volleyball champions were crowned at Kellogg Arena. Let's start with the action in Division I. Farmington Hills Mercy needed four sets to down Bloomfield Hills in the finals after going to a fifth set to beat Byron Center in the semifinals. This is Mercy's second D1 title in the last 3 years and third in the last seven. In Division II, Detroit Country Day lost the first set of their semifinal match with Grand Rapids Christian, but then won the next six, winning the semifinal 3-1, and then beating Flat Rock in straight sets to win their second straight MHSAA championship. In Division III, Kingsley won its first volleyball title, knocking off defending champion Kalamazoo Christian in four sets. The Stags dropped the first set, but won the next three in convincing fashion. Kingsley needed all five sets to dispatch of Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central in the semis. And in Division IV, Fowler won its first girls volleyball title, sweeping Mendon. The Eagles were on the ropes in the semifinals, losing sets 3-4 to Crystal Falls Forest Park before winning in five to set up their championship. For more on all four girls' volleyball matches, head on over to MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.